Oh yeah, in high school. I mean, it's just changed the world. What I did was I told my class. I have to be careful what I say here. I told my class that what I'd like for them to do was to learn how MathWorks implemented the FFT. I said, now MathWorks is a company. They're in business, and they've implemented an FFT, and they're not going to tell you how they did it because that's proprietary. Can you run some experiments and figure out how they did it? Because you're clever. You know some theory. Now, can you do that? And I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to plot the number of operations necessary to calculate an FFT versus the length of the FFT. You set up a little loop and increment the length, get longer, 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 calculate the flop, put it in a table, then plot it with a dot plot, not a connected plot, with just a dot for each one. And look at the structure of that plot, and from that deduce how they implemented the algorithm. The students were absolutely fascinated by that. For one thing, it's a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It was reverse engineering.
Yeah.
You know, something, you know, can I figure it out? They don't want me to know. I want to know. Can I do it?
Mm-hmm.
And they learned more about the FFT than I could ever have forced them to by traditional stick and carrot methods. And then I started doing the same thing in teaching filter design. I said, take the Remez command in MATLAB and design a bunch of filters with different band edges. Now, can you tell me what the optimal property is for these filters? So rather than telling them the property and then asking them to do it, I asked them to do it and then tell me what the properties of these filters. Oh, that, you know, that was a puzzle, another puzzle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that became a real interest of mine, and I got together with Al Oppenheim and Hans Schussler and Ron Schaefer and Tom Parks, and I believe that was it. And we wrote an exercise book. That turned out to be not easy at all, working with six hard-headed, opinionated full professors that all had been teaching a long time and considered themselves good teachers was not an easy process. However, we got the thing written, and it's been a good success, and I would like to spend more time, if I had it, on pursuing that philosophy.
Uh-huh.
Most faculty members know remarkably little about how students learn. And it's too bad that we know a great deal about the topic we teach, and we know very little about the teaching process, or no, the learning process.
Yeah.
Remarkably little about how students